Now, and you're from Chicago, right?
I was born in Mississippi.
Oh, you're born in Mississippi?
Right.
Then you spent a lot of work in time.
Yeah, I've been in Chicago for quite a few years, but I was born in Mississippi.
Well, what was it like? Tell me something about that.
About Mississippi?
Well, about where you from there, Mississippi.
I was born in a little town called Rolling Fork, and I was raised up in Clarksdale. I was raised up out on a farm, on a plantation, you know.
Uh-huh.
I lived a country life for a long time. A little rough, but
yeah.
I came through it.
Big family?
Yeah, big family. My grandmother raised me, you see. My grandmother raised me up in...
Everybody had to work, didn't they?
Everybody had to work, you know. Little kids, 10 years old, out there working, you know, on the farm, you know.
A lot of the young folks today maybe didn't have to work that hard, you know.
I don't think so. I know they didn't. They had to work hard as I did, you know, because my kids didn't work like I did, you know. Because my kids had to change to school. I didn't have no schooling, you know.
That's right.
Well, my kids don't know what work mean until they got up big enough to work, you know, old enough to work and come out of school. But I've been on my own for a long time.
Where did you first get to the music?
I began it in Mississippi. I first started to blow the harmonic.
Yeah.
And then later.
Just a boy.
I think I started at about 9 years old. When I was 18, I was doing pretty good with it, you know. And I became about 17, 18, I switched over to guitar. And finally in 1943, I brought it to Chicago.
Now, were you on a plantation or a farm situation, entertaining just kind of for the fun of it?
Kind of for the fun of it, the little Saturday night fish fries, as you call them, you know?
Yeah, sure.
We do that every Saturday night and have a ball, man. I had better balls than I have now. It's my first gig I played, I made 50 cents.
Yeah, yeah.
He's paying me.
Yeah.
50 cents a night, and I had to find a moonshine. A couple of feet.
Hey, you got some on you?
It was paying me and my buddy, was getting us a dollar between one another. And we would run 2 miles to keep him being late to get out of play that, you know.
Sure.
So the kids today, they walk right into the money. But I'm sure I paid my dues.
Well, there's no question about that.
Yeah,
but how'd you get that name? That's got something to do with the music, doesn't it?
Yeah, in a way of speaking. I lived in the country on a plantation, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
So when it come up a big rain, I'd sneak out in the mud when I was a little tot running around. My grandmother started calling me Muddy for a nick. So when I started to blow my harmonic, the kids and the public and the kids in the neighborhood added the water to it.
Uh-huh.
And that's how that began. And I kept it going, you know. So many people wouldn't know me by McKinley Morganfield.
And that is your name?
That is my name.
Say that again, because I guarantee you this is the first.
McKinley Morganfield.
Otherwise known as?
Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters.
Right.
I used to look on Muddy's albums, and I wonder who this guy is, McKinley Morganfield, writing all these songs for old Muddy. You're a good writer. I didn't know that
until
about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I think Big Mama told me.
Don't start me to talking, and I won't tell no lies.
Right, you are.
Getting ready over here. What's the key to this thing that you do, buddy? This thing that makes it so
you
special?
You got 100 coat pockets.
What's the key?
This mojo thing?
Well, not just mojo. Mojo represents it, but everything you do up there in front of the public. What is that all about? Can you describe it? Is it something you can talk about?
Well, not too much to describe. I like to play with the open beat sound, you know.
Yeah.
Not playing flat and sharp. I play natchez.
Right.
It comes out with your voice, with my voice. It corresponds with my voice, you know.